right. Start level 30 instead of Shin. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. I will begin the topic now, Shomei Kona. But that begins with the sugya here. Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, the Masechta Sukkah. The reason why this topic is here is because the Mishnah earlier on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis discussed the mitzvah of Nanuim, of shaking the lulav. And when you shake the lulav, you shake the lulav when? During halal. And therefore, we get to this sugya that talks about halal, and then we get to the sugya that talks about Shomei Kona. Okay? So let's read the Mishnah here. The Mishnah says as follows: Mishaya Eved O Isha O Katan. Someone has an Eved K'naini. An Eved K'naini is a man that's bought off the slave market, who's a goy, and he's given Milan Tefillah. The Rambam writes he's a half Jew. Okay, an Eved K'naini is a half Jew. The Rambam says he's chayav in all mitzvahs like a regular Jewish woman. He's chayav in all mitzvahs shalobizman grama and all lavin. So if someone has an Eved or Isha or Katan, someone has an Eved or a woman or a Katan, Makrinoso, and they have them read in front of them halal. So Ona Acharei and Mashahin Omrim. They should answer with their own mouths after them the whole halal. And they're not Yaitse Midin Shomei Kaonim. Shomei Kaonim means you listen, it's like you're answering. And therefore, in this situation, you're not allowed to do that. You use them as kind of like a parrot, and you let them say the words, and you respond afterwards, because you cannot be yaitzeh with Shomei Kona. Why not? Because we'll see they're punter and hollow. So if they're in punter and hollow, they can't be motzing you. Okay? We know a woman is punter because mitzvah seshe shebizman grama. An eved is punter because an eved is punter from what? Any mitzvah seshe shebizman grama like a woman too. And a katan is punter and mitzvahs in general. So you cannot rely on the principle of Shomei Kona that you should be what? You should be Yaitzah. Therefore, you need to own Achareyan. Therefore, you need to what? Therefore, you need to answer what? You're transferring. Yeah? Therefore, you need to answer it. You need to answer own Achareyan. Okay? There's a requirement for you to be own Achareyan because you will not be able to be Yaitzah through the principle of Shomei Kona. Okay. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. Not only that, the Mishnah continues... The Tavo Lo Me'era, and there, God forbid, will be a curse on this man. And Rashi learns why will be a curse on this man. Because Rashi says the guy's an unlearned man. Okay, he hasn't learned how to do it. And if he, even if he did learn how to do it, then he should say it himself. Why are you asking someone else to do it? Right, as we're going to learn in Rashi, Shomei Kona is a bidyevit. The principle of Shomei Kona, that you're Yotzin and Mitzvah, listening like answering, the whole thing is Bidyevit. Why should you rely on another guy? You should be Yotzin L'Chachilu L'Mai. Do it yourself. So that's how Rashi learns cursed be the man that does such a thing. He's like being Mevaza Hashem. Number one, he didn't learn and he's relying on a Shliach to be Yotzin and Mitzvah for him. And number two, if you did learn, why can't you do it yourself? However, the Mishnah says, "Im hayagadol makro so ona achrof." However, it says if a gadol, if a person that's above the age of bar mitzvah says over to howl for you, ona achrof haluka. Yeah, you answer after him the word haluka, meaning to say that Shomei Kona is good there. Yes, yeah. All you have to say is haluka, and there are misak in the Nevi'im. That if you hear someone say halal for you, you should say haluka, kedeshia halal nemre b'derach shira v'simcha. That you should also combine in with the shira v'simcha. But you don't necessarily have to what? You don't necessarily have to say every word. Okay? We got that? Let's just finish the Mishnah. Makam shenaga lichbol. If the minig in the community is to double the psukah, repeat the psukah halal yichbol, then do it. Lifshot, if the minig is to say it one time and not twice, yifshot. You follow the minig of the community. Levarach, and if the minig is to say a bracha after a halal, yevarach, shakol k'minig ha-medina. Okay, we got the Mishnah. You got shot in the Mishnah, Chlor. Okay, we got to see the. Let's take a look at some of the taisim now. Okay, to set us up for Shomei Kona, but we got to get the shot first. Yes, Stephen, go ahead.
Yeah, did you say that the guess previous Rashi on, you know, on how they say haluk of everything that's a call of shomer korona.
I don't think so, because you're not. They didn't necessarily say halalukah.
Right.
Exactly. You know, okay. It's like your way of combining with the shirin and simcha of halal. It's really not the principle. The principle of shemei kone is found the fact that you didn't repeat the words, but halalukah is something that he did on his own. Okay. Whereas in the first part of the mission, you were not able to be onacharein because they were not mechuyev b'davar. So if they weren't mechuyev b'davar, the eved ish v'katan, how can they be motzi through shomei kone? Okay, all right. Let's just look at that Rashi. No, the first, not all the Rashi. Let's look at the first two. And Makrono saw kacha yunogin echad kores ahalal umotzi sarabim. This is the way they used to do it. That one guy would say the halal motzi of one of him haya eved o isha katan olin mechuyev b'davar. If it was an eved or an isha katan, since you're not mechuyev b'davar, ein motzi sa mechuyev midei chavasal. Since you're not mechuyev, there are those three, then they can't be motzi other people. Ona akrav komashu omer. Therefore, you have a responsibility to answer after everything that was said, because they cannot be motzi because they were not mechuyev b'davar. That's a famous klal. It's a mission Rosh Hashanah. You can only be motzi someone if you're mechuyev b'davar, if you are obligated yourself. Next Rashi, v'tovu lo me'era shelo lamed. Cursed be the man that's unlearned. Vim lamed, and if you did learn, also tovu lo me'era. Also cursed be this man. Shemavazes kono, he embarrasses his master. The word kono means his master. Laso shluchim ke'ela. He goes ahead and he's lazy about this. He makes shluchim to fulfill the mitzvah. It's improper. Okay. Let's take a look at the Taisim now. Says Taisis, Mishaya Evid V'isha, Zok Taisis, okay? Mashma Khan, the Isha Ptura Mehalal the Sukkis. It's Mashma from here that he says that a woman is Pata from Halal, okay? Because obviously he's got to answer afterwards himself, and therefore it's not good. Truth of the matter is, I'll tell you guys, I don't know why Taisis says Mashma. It's Meferish, no? Why is it Mashma Khan? A woman is pata from what? Pata from halal to sukkis. I don't know why it's mashma. To me, it's explicit. Mashma always means the word implies. Yes, Stephen.
It could be shopping. They also mean it's not like explicit that they're buying halal sukkah. There could be different reasons.
Right, but the Mishnah said the bottom line is that you can't rely on them. So isn't the Mishnah saying explicitly that she's pata?
I mean, pata, not necessarily pata on sukkis or like on other. Like Pater and Rosh Chodesh, maybe, but you know, maybe Sukkot.
What we're talking, you mean here it doesn't necessarily mean Sukkot, you mean?
Like Hallel.
What'd you say?
Like this is just Hallel in general, and then Tosi saying this is Mashmah for Sukkot and Hallel.
You mean it might have been talking about Rosh Chodesh? I mean, I don't know, I thought the Mishnah was talking about all types of Hallel. No? Any day? No? I hear what you're suggesting, but by the fact that the Mishnah didn't tell you, you know, I would have thought it's about all types of Hallel. Okay, I don't know. All right, it's just an R I thought of. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But you're what I'm bothered by? The word mashma means implies. I thought it's before it's in the Mishnah. Okay. I hear what you're saying, Stephen, but the Mishnah itself, I don't think it's talking about all types. Yes, Ethan.
Well, just John Stephen's point, it does say, there's no reason to say how service. You could just say how in general. You could stop that for how.
Right. So what's the Mishnah talking about, though? What's the Mishnah talking about?
Also, is it me?
What's the Mishnah talking about?
Maybe the Mishnah was only talking about...
But my what?
Do Raisa,
what do you mean, what other halal you could be talking about? Rosh Chodesh? Halal Rosh Chodesh is a minig. He says, V'chein dat tzeres. What's that tzeres? Shuas. Right? He says, Mashmir, a woman's part from Halal Sukkis, and I don't know why it's Mashmir. I thought it was Mefurish. All right. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm joking. It's not a bomb kasha. I just want you to be in tune to every word of Taisus. You follow what I'm saying? The word Mashmir means implies. I thought the Mishnah is saying it Mefurish. Maybe it means Lav Dafke, it is Mefurish. But he says, Mishayev, the Isha Mashmir, Khan, the Isha Ptura, Mehalal, the Sukkis, Chen Datzeris. Why are they pata? I don't know. Why don't you think he brings in Pesach? Well, he's going to say Leviter. The time of Mishnah Mitzvah says Yisuzman Grama. So the reason why a woman's pata from Sukkot, Hal of Sukkot and Shavuos is because Mitzvah Man Grama. Avagav the Bahal the Lele Psachim. But even though at the night of the Seder she's Mechuyev, Mashma Pirik Arvip Sochim, the Mechayab Arbakosos, Mistomalo Tikno Arbakos, Elekade Lomar Alim Halo. The reason why they said a woman, why were they Misakin Arbakosos? In order to say Halo, of Agoda and the Agoda. Yes? So shiny Halo de Pesach, Dal Nez Bo, Vafein Ayuboso Anes, Avakan Lol Anes Amor. So what is he saying? So what does Tosfos say here? Tosfos says here that a woman is pata from Halal in general. Yes? From Sukkos and from Shuas. And also, I don't know why he doesn't say the holiday of Pesach too. The rest of Pesach, she's also pata from. You know, during the daytime, she's also pata. I guess he didn't want to, you know, get involved with that. But it's like, it's the same thing. He could. I think he didn't want to get confused. But the night of the Seder is different. Why is the night of the Seder different? Because if they're Machayev, the woman in Arba Kosos, they're obviously Chayev and Halal, right? So the answer is because Halal of Pesach is going on the Nes. And we were Misakin him before to thank Hashem on the Nes. He took us out of the time. Women were also included in that. But here, a Halal of Sukkos and Shuas. And for that matter, I want you to get down in your notes. Pesach throughout the week, during the daytime, when you daven, that had nothing to do with what? With the Nes. That's because of the Yontif, of Simcha. And therefore, women are put on that mitzvah Zezuman Grama. I guess the reason why you didn't want to touch Pesach is because why? You don't want you to get confused with the night of the Seder and the rest of Pesach. But that's what Tosfos is saying at the end of the day. That Tosfos is saying a woman is punter from all the howls throughout the year except for the night of what? Except for the night of Pesach. Okay? And therefore, Lamaisa, they're Machayiv, the women in Arba Kosos, Kizafayu Bosanes, so they're Machayiv Nashim to say Halal. Okay? Because we want to be able to say what? Want to be able to say it, Mechayiv of Arba Kosos. They were Mesak and Arba Kosos in order to say Halal. So if you're Chayiv and Arba Kosos, you're Chayiv in the whole deal. Halal, Vahagodah, the whole deal. Women are Mechayiv in the whole thing. Because men and women are equally Chayiv in every din of the Seder. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to point out. Just making two R's on the Tosfos. Number one, Mashma implies, I thought it was Mefurish. Number two, he doesn't mention Pesach what throughout the week, the regular, because he didn't want to confuse it with the night. Okay? But women are mechuyev in Arba Kosos and Halal and Hagodah because afayu boso anes. Okay? Now, I want you to point out, though, don't get confused. Women are mechuyev in matzah for a different reason. Why are women mechuyev in matzah? Because anyone who's chayev in a lav of eating chametz is chayev in matzah. Mem gimel mem beis. Because afayu boso anes, according to most Rishonim, only works to the Rabbanan. Only works to the mechayev yumi the Rabbanan. Arba Kosos is the Rabbanan, that's fine. But matzah is the Raisa. So you hear what I'm saying? So afayu boso anes will not help you on a Raisa. That's why there's a different limud. The different limud is Emsachim and Gilmez. Anyone's chayiv in the lav of chametz is chayiv in the what? Is chayiv in the chiyuv of eating matzah. Okay, so that's the first tesis I want you to get. All right? Yeah, go ahead, Ethan. What do you say?
When it comes to Shabbos, is it that women are chayiv in all Shabbos because they're
chayiv
in all the
losasas? Women are chayiv in Kiddush because they're chayiv in all the lavin, yes. That's an example of what I just gave. Anyone who's chayv in chametz is chayv in matzah. The Gemara is special limudim. Anyone who's chayv in the lav of shmir of Shabbos is chayv in the essay of Kiddush. Correct.
So why is it, does that not apply in Sukkos? Why wouldn't that constantly apply in Sukkos?
Regarding what? Yeah, Kiddush on Yontif is, according to many posts, it's a machleis whether it's derived from the Rabbanan. Machleikis Ritva Magnishna. Kiddush and Shabbos is derisive. Kiddush and Nantav is a machleikis, whether it's derisive or Rabbanan.
Is it halal on Sukkos derisive?
It is Megeter Simcha, that's correct. But you're pata based on. You can't make up your own dinim that anyone's chayiv in the lav is chayiv in the Kiddush. You can't make up your own dinim. That's what I'm saying. Anyone who's chayiv in the lav of Chametz, chayiv in Matzah. Anyone who's chayiv in the lavin of Shabbos is chayiv in Kiddush. That's why Shabbos. But you don't say anyone who's chayiv in observe the lavin of Yontif is chayiv in Halal. The Gemara doesn't say that anywhere in Shas. So you can't make that up. You follow me? Those are exceptions to the rule. Because a woman really should be exempt from Kiddush on Shabbos, right? Because the mitzvah says man grama. Women really should be exempt from eating matzah. These are exceptions to the rule. You follow me? You can't make up your own exceptions. You need the Gemara to say it. Where's the Gemara? Gemara's Emsachim and Gimel and Beis regarding Chametz and Matzah. What? Kedushin is in Lamed Chesem and Alpha about Mitzvah says Zman Groma being Potter. But the exception to the rule is Brachas Tavchof and Shvuz Tavchof. that a woman's chavin a lavim of Shabbos is mechuyev in kiddush. Okay, you got me. All right, it's a very good aura. Let's see the next tesis. Okay, what'd you say, Stephen? Yeah, go ahead.
How does Apain and Mitzvah Shesh
Man Grama
like interact with each other?
Mitzvah Shesh Man Grama potters you. Afayosu Bones comes and tells me, don't follow the general rule, you'll be chayiv. Okay? The general rule is Mrs. Mangroma. So you theoretically, women, Daniel, you follow me, should be part of even from Halal on the what? On the Seder night. He's answering that since they're chayiv in Arba Kosos, part of Arba Kosos was that they should be chayiv in Halal, and they should be chayiv in the Agada, and therefore that's how we're mechayiv them. See, the rule is Mrs. Mangroma. And the exception here is Afayu Bosanes. I'm just pointing out to you that Afayu Bosanes doesn't help you for mitzvahs that are diaraisa, like eating matzah, like saying Kiddush. Okay? Tosis says that in Megillah. Alright? Alright, let's see the next Tosis, okay? Next Tosis, Tilo Me'era, okay? Tosis says like this, Tilo Me'era Shal Olamad. Should be cursed to this guy that didn't learn. Vim laman, if he learned, tavolo me'eru. Should be a curse upon him. Shemavazes kono. He's mavazes creator Hashem. Lasos shluchim ka'elu. Can't perish b'kuntras. To make shluchim. Va'ishtu ubono. So that's a quote of Rashi. Va'ishtu ubono mevarchen lo b'gamara. And on his wife and his kids. Va'ishtu ubono mevarchen lo, the Brisa says. Yeah, there's the ishtu ubono. His wife and his kids. It says in the Gemara that the Mavarach form, Val Ishtu Ubon Mavarachin Lo, and the Gemara says, what it says in the Gemara, take a look at the Gemara, Tan Rabbanu Be'emes Omru, Ben Mavarach La'avim, Ve'evet Mavarach La'rabo, Ve'ishu Mavarach La'ba'la, Val Omru Chachamim, Tavo Me'era La'adam, Shishto Ubon Mavarachin Lo. Says in the Braisa, a son can say a bracha for his father, an evet for his master, a woman for her husband, but it's a bad thing. Yes? Tavo Meiron, a guy that has his wife and his kids say brachas for him. Okay? You saw that in the Gemara and the Brisa? So Tosis says, Va'al Ishto Abon Mavarchalo, the Gemara, Hayalo Lafarishkin. Rashi should have said there, because in the Mishnah, it's impossible to say Tavo Meiron, Lemisho Lomit. Why? Because the Mishnah is talking Mairi, Mastis and Mairi below Lomit. Mishnah is talking about a case where what? Where he did not what? Where he didn't learn. Shemakunoso vona achrein mashein omrim. That what? Makunoso, that they what? He reads it for them. What does the word makunoso mean? What is makunoso? They read it in front of him, the halal. They read it in front of him, obviously, he's a non-learned guy. Makunoso means you're unlearned. So if anything, Lamaisa, Rashi should be talking about a situation of what? That's where Rashi should have said it. In the Mishnah, it's impossible to say, Lamaisa, that we're talking about a situation of what? We're talking about such a situation that someone knows. It's impossible to say in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says what? Makrit. Makrit means low lamed. He was not learned. If he's talking about lamed, then why didn't he do it himself? Right? Since he said it himself, Lamaisa, why would it be a klola? So obviously we're talking about a case of what? The low lamed. So Rashi and the Mishnah, what did Rashi say in the Mishnah? That the Mishnah is talking about a case of what? He said, lo lamed, also lamed. He said, lamed too. Didn't Rashi say that? We read it. Rashi said, tava lamed, shalom lamed, vim lamed. Yes? Rashi said both. He's talking about both guys. So Tosfos says, it's ridiculous. How can you be telling me about a case that it was what? That it was a case of lamed. He's lamed, then he's yotzeh. He shouldn't be cursed. So therefore, Tosfos says the whole thing's wrong. Tosfos says, you're wrong, Rashi. And he says what? Mishum mevaze b'masha elu mevarchin lo. D'halabini chiyuvininu. You're mevaze Hashem with the guys that said the bracha for you. Because they are not b'nei chiyuv. Hamakronoso. Kalayit lay. They are what? It's a, they're cursed. The guy's cursed because it's a bezoyon. It's a bezoyon to do the mitzvah through these guys aren't chiyuvim. So Tosfos says Rashi's wrong. Rashi is wrong by saying the Mishnah talking about a case of lamed. He said it was both lamed and lamed. It cannot be lamed. Because lamed, he said it himself, and he was yotze. And there's another raya that Rashi's wrong. Right? There's another raya that Rashi's wrong. Daha, in the Sefer, begadol mikre, in the Sefer, in the Mishnah, it said, begadol mikre, first is above these bar mitzvah, can be mikra, can be motziu. Someone doesn't learn lamaisa, and this is talking about a case of what lo lamed. Whenever you learn a Mishnah or a Brisa, you're familiar with the concept of symmetry. What is symmetry? You want similarity in a ratio to Sefer. If the Sefer is talking about lo lamed, then the ratio is also talking about lo lamed. So that's another proof against Rashi. You follow me? It's another proof against Rashi. Doesn't say that there should be a curse on the guy, the fact that he didn't learn. You're not cursed for that. What are you cursed for? You're cursed for you use guys that are not b'nei chiyuvaninu. Okay, my guy might be unlearned, but maybe he never was around a Rebbe that could teach him. Okay? So what does Taisa say here at the end of the day? Taisa says, I disagree with Rashi. Rashi said that the Mishnah talking about a case that guy is what? The guy's not learned, and even if he's learned, Lamaisa Tavolo Meira. So according to Rashi, talking about both situations. So Taisa says, I'm sorry, Rashi. You're wrong. Right? You're absolutely wrong. We're talking about what? We're talking about a situation of low lamed, not the case it was lamed, because Rashi should have said that on the Gemara. In the Mishnah, is it possible to say that there should be a cursed thing lamisha lamed? If you want to say it lamaisa, you should have said it on the Gemara. Does it fit what's in the Mishnah? The Brisa says ishtu ubanim mevarchin lo, right? And he's yaitze what? He's yaitze dechovaso, right? So Rashi should have said, we're talking about a case lamaisa of what? That's where Rashi says Rashi makes sense. You could even talk about a case of lamed. Mishnah talking about lo lamed, because we're makin onin achrein mashein omrim. You actually teach the guy and he repeats after you. If it's talking about lamed and he says it himself, lamaisa, there's no reason to what? There's no reason for what? He's lamed himself. There's no reason why he shouldn't be yotzei. So why should it be a klola? So obviously the Mishnah talking about what? Lo lamed lamaisa. Cannot be talking about lamed. Rashi is talking about both. Therefore, Taisa says lamaisa, the reason why you did a terrible thing is because you chose guys. You're not cursed because you're not learned. You're not cursed because you should have learned. You're cursed because you chose people that are not b'nei chiyuva to be motziu in the mitzvah. Okay? So that's how Taisa is cholik on the Rashi. Okay? So we have a machlekes Rashi Taisa, what the pshat of the Mishnah is. Are we talking about a situation where he's learned and therefore what? He's wrong for shelling it out on someone else. That's what Rashi says. First, Rashi says, talking about low lomit and also lomit. He says, cannot be talking about a case of lomit. It's only low lomit. And the reason why he's cursed is not because he didn't learn. It's because why? It's because he shelled it off on someone that's not what a bar chiyuv to be motzi. That's what Taisa is calling on Rashi. Okay, you got me? That's what Rashi wants to tie in Lamaisa. It comes out very good, Halacha Lamaisa, and that's the reason why he cursed. You don't curse the guy because he didn't learn Lamaisa. Maybe he didn't have the ability to learn. Okay? That's what he wants to tie in. That's the Chiddush. Okay? Marashal's Masber this, Lamaisa. There's no klal on what he didn't learn. How is kasha for every person to learn? Very difficult for you to say such a thing. Okay. All right. So that's the Machloikis Rashi and Taisis. Let's see, just continuing the Gemara. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Gevirsa, Ika Lamashmi, Minhaga, Dalila. So the Gemara goes through many, many halachas here, okay? And the last halacha is the one I want to focus on, when the Shliach Sibra says, Omer Haba, Vehein Omrim B'Shem Hashem. There's a pasuk that says, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, Berach Nuchim Beitz Hashem. So the guy says, Baruch Haba, Chazen, and the tzibur responds, Shem Hashem. They don't go back and say, Baruch Haba. Why not? Mikan, says the Gemara, L'Shomea Ka'ona. The Gemara says, you see from here that listening is like what? Listening is like answering. Okay? So that's how the Gemara comes up with this din of Shomea Ka'ona. Listening is like answering. Let's see the Gemara Vayter. Boy minei, may Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Shama V'lo'ona. If you hear someone say, Abrach Artfila, they don't answer. Ma, what's the din? Are you Yotze? Amalu Chakimaya, V'safraya. The Chachamim and the Safraim Lamdet Dinoks, Reishi Amma, the leaders of the nation, Vedarshaya, the Darshanim, Amru, Shamalo Ana Yatsa, Yaitsu Tsumea Kona, Itmar Nami, Amru Bishum and Pazim Bishum and Lev Mishum Bar Kaporami Nayan, Shishumea Kona, How do you know Shomei HaKohenah works? Tichsiv, it says about the Sefer Torah that Chilkiyahu found, Chilkiyahu HaKohen. Ace called Divri HaSefer Shirkara Melech Yehuda. It says all the words of the Sefer that Melech Yehuda read. Chiyoshayu, Kara. Did Yoshiyahu really read it? Karan? Valo Shafan. Shafan the Sofer Karan read it in front of him. Tichsiv Yekareu Shafan Lifnei HaMelech. El Mikan Shomei HaKohenah. If you listen, it's like you actually read it. So therefore, the Navi presents if Yoshiyahu actually read it himself. Maybe after he read it to him, maybe Yoshiyahu read it himself, and that's why the pasuk Shekarach Melech Yehuda. Gemara says no. Amar Vacher Bar Yaakov Lo Saka Daitach. Don't think like this. Tichsiv Yan Rach Levavcha V'Tikana Mipnei Hashem B'Shamacha. Your heart, because your soft heart, and you are bowed down in front of Hashem B'Shamacha. When you heard these words, Shamachav lo bekaracha, Chuchulda the Navi prophesied that he heard the words with Pishafan. He didn't read it himself, and therefore it says Shekara Melech Yehuda. Shekara. If you listen, it's like you answered. Here's the principle we learn out in Shas that Shomei is Kohenah. Very important principle that Shomei is Kohenah. And this is how we learn it then. Now, even though the pasuk is from Navi, there's a major machlekes with Divrei Kabbalas Kedivrei Torah Dami. Do Psukim and Navi have the status of Ding Dreis of the Rabbanon? It's a machlaikis. To the Reb Artzaloni and the what? To the Reb Artzaloni and what else? And the Reb Artzaloni is one Rishon and the Balamor. Whether Shomei HaKohenah, whether Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah Dami. There's no doubt, guys, and I want you to get this down. The Prima Gadim writes is the Psicha Kolelis, Chelik Shlish Yoschav Ches, that Shomei HaKohenah is Dreis. It's got to be derived. It's accepted principle. Taisim brachas on chafum and beis maskat the kashkachon says Kabbalah satera klai yisrael begeter shomei kohenah, and that's why they had to be Torah from Baal Keri. They didn't say any words of Torah, but they heard it. So shomei is kohenah. Shomei literally is kohenah. So if shomei is literally kohenah, lamaisa, we have this what? We have this important din halacha lamaisa. Okay, shomei is kohenah because it's mashma. They can't say it's. Even according to the Rishonim, they say Divrei Kabbalah Lavka Divrei Torah. Don't tell me the principles of the Rabbanim. It's got to be D'Oraisa. It's an accepted principle all over Shas, all the Poskim. So that's what I want to bring out here, Lamaisa, is that Tyson Bracha says, even though the Makar is from Navi, it's kind of like there was a Halakha Lamosha Mesinai a little bit here. It's kind of like there was a Halakha Lamosha Mesinai a little bit here that we have this accepted principle. Because none of the Poskim ever say it's the Rabbanim. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, once you get that Tyson Brachas, maybe he has to plug in with Taktim. Remember we said Taktim? One of the five ways to learn how to derise is a historical precedence. Maybe this was a historical precedence. That Klal Yisrael and Har Sinai, when we accepted the Torah, cannot be the Baal Keri. They didn't say any words of Torah. They just heard it. I don't care. Shomei HaKohenah. That's why I want to be Mechadish. I want to be Mechadish to you guys that it's a Taktim. Shomei HaKohenah is a Taktim. Historical precedence that's the Din D'Oraisa. That's what I want to suggest. Don't dare say it's the Rabbanon. The Prima Gadim says that it's Mashmik Sas that it's the D'Oraisa. I'm saying that it's a Taktim based on the Tyson Brachas and Al-Khafim and Beitz. That's what I want to be Mechadish. Now, let's get this down. This principle of Shomei HaKohenah is in Lechachil or B'di'evin. So Tyson Brachas and Al-Khafim and Beitz, Masko Ad, claims that lechachilo, you should answer yourself. Should not rely on Shomei HaKohenah. And the Ron says the same thing here on the Daf and Sukkah, on Lamed Chesem at Beis, Dir Maskav HaKosov, that Shomei HaKohenah is a bidyevin. Okay? Lechachilo, you should say it yourself. Umitzvim in a mufkar. Okay? The whole principle is a what? Is a lechachilo. Alright? However, in the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Tshuvas HaRashba is Mamish and Chelik in the Tshuvas. Chelik Hei Simen Yud Gimel. He says that the whole thing is Al-Khachila. Unbelievable. The whole din is Al-Khachila. The principle of Shomei HaKohenah is an ideal. It's an absolute ideal. Okay? He says it's an absolute ideal. Therefore, if you be permissible, be quiet. Then why would you come into shul and you're not able to start and say to the kedushin dan tava with them? You could be lechachila, be quiet. It's muchach You're not allowed to be quiet b'tefillah, which we're going to get to. But I want you to bring out this principle, that is this principle, Shemei Kona L'Chachila principle or not. Okay? Rashi and Tosfos clearly write that it's a b'dieved, and that's Rashi Shita and the Ran, I should say Rashi and the Ran, and the Rashba says absolutely not, it's an absolute L'Chachila. Okay? So let's look in the Rashi inside now. Okay? Let's look at Rashi inside, and we'll look in the Tosfos inside. Because whenever you have a principle in halacha that A is like B, we have a Messiah from a Ronswag. Is it literal or is it elastic? You know what I mean? Shomea ke'ona. Is it literal? Listening, is it literal like answering? Is it mamish what? Literal? Shomea what? Ke'ona. Okay? Is it mamish literal in that sense? What is the principle of Shomea Kona? When you see a Kafa Dimyon, guys, you can always say it in one of two ways. It's literal or it's not literal. It's like elastic. That's what I call elastic. That's what Ron Zweig taught us. Whenever you have a Kafa Dimyon in Lumdus, you got to ask yourself, is this literal or is it not literal? Shomea Kona. So therefore, Shmia is Mamish Kedibor. And the reason how it works, I'm literally not speaking. What is it, magic? It's not magic. The halach is, it's like a shlichus. Like he's my shlich. It's like the chazan is my shlich. Aye. But you can't have shlichus on a mitzvah shebaguf. Can you ask another guy to put on tefillin on his arm for you? Yes or no? No. It's not my arm. This is a special exception to the rule. Shlichus can work in that sense. Or do you say no? That it could be Yotze, Shmia, is Eino, Kimamish, Shel Dibor, Ella, but rather Adam, could be Yotze, Mitzvah, Esa Mitzvah, Bishnei, Ofanim, in two ways. Echad, Dibor, the Echad Shmia. But and there's no way that I'm attempting to say that Shmia is Mamish Kedibor. I could be Yotze Mitzvah one of two ways, Ethan, but I am not attempting to say that Shmia is literally like Dibor. That's what I mean to say that these two Tzadim can break down. Is it literal, Shomei Koina Mamish, or is it considered to be elastic? First approach is that it's literal. You'll ask me, how is it Dibor? Because he's like my Shliach. Or do you say no? Or do you say it's elastic and I'm giyotze through either Dibor or Shmia? These are the two approaches we want to bring out. And we're going to show it that it's a major machlokes in the Rishonim. Okay? Yes, Stephen, go ahead.
Using the Tosua and Brachot, can we say it's like literal? Not per se that? They were called
carries
that
to literal. I think that'll fit in according to both. Because the bottom line is that whether you say it's literal or not, I'm still, you know, they still were receiving the Torah. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's a good thought, but I don't think you have to plug in one. We're going to show now which way to plug in. Let me say it outside first, and we'll do it inside. Let's say you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. You dive in a little bit of longer Shmon Esrei. You started late, and the Chazak gets up to Kedusha. What are you supposed to do? Machloikis, exactly. So one sheet that says you stop and listen, and the other sheet that says just continue to daven. What's the first sheet to predicate it on? Shomei Kona. The other sheet that says Shomei Kona, if it's literal, then what's happening, Daniel? It's like you're being mafsik in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. Right? It's like you're being mafsik in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. You follow what I'm saying? You got that? So therefore, what does he say? Continue to daven. And what is the response of the first sheet to? No. Shomei Kona is not literal. You're yotze through speaking or answering. Speaking or listening. And I'm yotze through listening. If I'm yotze through listening, it's not a hefsik. You follow what I'm saying? That's a beautiful example of these two approaches of how you view Shomei Kona. Let's see the Rashi inside. Lamed Chesim and Beis. Hu Omer. You got it? Rashi says, Hu Omer, Baruch Abba, Vehem Omer, Mishem Hashem. Uba Baruch Abba, Somkin Olaf. You don't respond with the words he said. You don't say the word haluka. L'she'eni odea lo likros v'lo lanos. Someone who doesn't know how to read or how to answer. Im shama v'kiven libo lishmoa. If you listen and you're mechavin libo to listen, av l'bishalo ana yatsim. You see that in Rashi? That's black on white in Rashi. It's only been yevin. No, only someone who's eni odea lo likros v'lo lanos. Do you say shomei akona? But he doesn't say for a guy who knows how to do it, right? See, the principle is really what? Is really b'di'evit. No? Everyone got what I'm just saying in Rashi? I mean, he says black and white. He says, Mikan nimel l'sh'eni odeh lo likros olanos. You hear what I'm saying? Stephen, you got that? It's b'feirish. He says, Mikan nimel l'sh'eni odeh lo likros olanos im shama v'kivin libel l'shvavish lo ono yotzev. Chaim is following the tzibor. The Shliach Sivar Omer Kadesh, which means Yesh Mirabba, right? Oh, he says actually Kedusha. Oh, Yesh Mirabba. He changes Kadesh to Kedusha. Oh, Yesh Mirabba, which makes sense. Change Kadesh to Kedusha. Goes with Tzunim, changes it. Yishtaku, you're quiet, but Tfilasim, Yishmu, listen to Kavan Rahein Onan. And answer. Sheyigmor, Akedusha. And then when Kedusha is finished, Yachsu, Tfilasim, continue Shmonesre. Chen Yisad Rav Yudoi, go on Baalachas Gedolos. And that's what the Baal Halach is going to hold like Rashi. Yeah? So you see, Beferis, that's what you're supposed to do. Amazing, no? That's what you're supposed to do through the principle of Shomei Akona. So what do you see Rashi holds? That Shomei Akona is not literal. Yes? He yotz it through Shmia. Look at the Taisus. Shomo lo ona yotzo. Mishen yodea likros ulanos im shomo the kibin libo. Lishmo ava bishlo ona yatzachin is parlim at zibor. The show shliach zibor on kedusha. Oh, you see, he says kedusha taisus. Shliach zibor on kedusha yishme rabba mavark yishtegu mis tefilasim. The yishme right keonin lechiyum on kedusha chazal tefilasim. Can yisur of hog you do going bow off his gedolos kibrish mekudos. Period. You got me? And look at taisus. V'kasha kasha mihada amir perik mishemesim. If yochel lahaskel v'ligmor atshalo yegiya shliach zibor le kedusha yispal v'imlavli yispal. Yeshorim Sham came b'modim. What's the din over there? You come in late to shul, they start a Shemun Esrei. So can you finish your Shemun Esrei before the Shliach Sivra gets a Kedusha? Then you can start Shemun Esrei. If you can't, just wait. You follow me? Some sheet to say it's not Kedusha, some sheet to say it's referring to modim. If you can finish your Shemun Esrei by the time the Chazi gets to modim, then daven. If you can't. Yes? So what's Tosis Kasha? V'lam alam kulei what's the big deal, Tyson says? If Rashi's right, just dive until what? Start your davening, start your davening. When they get the Kedusha, just stop and be quiet. When they get the motor, just stop and be quiet. No? It's a great kasha. You ever want to hear that kasha? Ethan, you got me? If you hold like Rashi, that it means you're just what? If you hold like Rashi, that it means Shomei Kona. Which means you're able to sit and listen there for the Kedusha. So why does the Gemara have 2 days? Well, if you come in late, you have to gauge. If I can finish my Shemun Esrei before the Shliach Sivra gets the Kedusha or gets the modem, then start davening. And if not, not. Right? What's the big deal? Whenever he gets there, you'll stop and listen, and you're Yosef Shomei Kona. Daniel, you follow me? That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis says, must be Rashi's wrong. Elavada im hayashosek. Must be that what? That Rashi's wrong. Says Taisus, what does it mean? It means Shomei Kona is literal. And when you listen, and you, it's like you're answering. So you're not allowed to do that. You got to keep davening. You're not allowed to stop and listen to Kedushin Modim. If you do, as if you're mafsik in the middle. So it's a bomb. So Taisus argues in Rashi. Rashi is the one who holds that what? The second approach. That it's not literal. Taisus says it means literal. And Taisus proved it from this Gemara. Taisus proved it from this Gemara. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And if you look in Maseches Brachos, on Daf Chof, right? What does Taisus say in Brachos on Daf Chof and Beis I gave you? He quotes the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Re that says what? Don't be quiet. In the middle of the Taisus. You saw it on Chafam and Beis? V'riv Rabbeinu Tam. Right in the middle of that Taisus. On Chafam and Beis. He says, the Riv Rabbeinu Tam said, Beferish, you're not quiet at all with the Shomei Akona. Because if you're quiet, it's like you're mafsik in the middle. According to Rashi, you're quiet. Okay? According to Rashi, you're quiet. And Lamaisa, how would we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? I gave it to you in the Mar Mekoymus. We paskin like Rashi. We paskin like Rashi, Al Pidin. Okay? That you stop and you listen. No problem at all. That's what Rashi says, Al Pidin. Paskin, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We hold like Rashi, and that's the din, the Beferish. Okay? Very interestingly. This is what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi. We pass like Rashi, done. Okay? Very interesting din. Alright? It says in Beferish, in the Shulchan Aruch. Alright? We hold like Rashi. So, Lamaisa, how does Rashi get out of this Gemara? We hold like Rashi. How do you get out of the Gemara by Modim and Kedusha? We better get out of it because we've got to say Rashi. We've got to also be Pasuk like Rashi. If you're supposed to be quiet, why is the Gemara so concerned? If you're coming late to Shul, make sure Steve, make sure Daniel, you finish by what? Kedusha or Modim. What's the big deal? When they get up to Kedusha or Modim, just stop and listen. If you all like Rashi. Go ahead, Stephen. Oh, so that's what Tosis seems to say at the end. Umiyu. Shema, Afakav, the Shomei Akonim, become Ona Adif, Mitzvah, and Mufkar. Yeah, Rashi will say, don't bother me with that. The Gemara was talking about it's not the ideal, especially if it's in the Shita also in Rashi. What do we say Rashi Shita is? That Shomei Akonim is Lechachila or what? Or Bidiyevit? It's Bidiyevit. It's Bidiyevit, Rashi, the Shita also. So that's why the Gemara is saying, you got to gauge yourself. If you'll finish by Kedusha, if you'll finish by Modim, then Lamaisa, don't start. What do you mean? I can do Shomei Akonim? Listen, that's a Bidiyevit. It's not Al-Khachilo. So Rashi easily will get out of that Gemara. Rashi Lishitoso, in fact, will easily get out of that Gemara, we said. Rashi Lishitoso will easily get out of that Gemara. That's what we want to be Mechadish, okay? So therefore, Lamai, so what emerges here is a fundamental Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. You saw that? You see the Reiyon Rabbein Tam there in Brachas there? You saw it there inside there, Ethan? In the middle of the Tosfos. Take a look. It's right in the middle of the Tosfos. Quotes a Reed Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, Tosfos says, see, the Reed and Rabbeinu Tam were one of the Baalei HaTosfos. But Tosfos, the minig is what? Like the Shulchan Aruch says. Stop and listen. Tosfos says there, he says, stop and listen. In Brachos Daf Kof, Amud Beis, what do we say? Kof Amud Beis? Yeah. Sorry, it's Chafal from the base. Place in the middle. Veri Rabbein Tam, right here. It says, Veri, look at my fingers. Veri Rabbein Tam. Veri Rabbein Tam, I own him to Adarava. He shall make a cone, I have a hefsik, him shosik. He come up, come no, go am lishtok, lishmo, I have a godal minig. He says, no, at the end of the day, you should go like Rashi. Place himself. Says, the minig is like Rashi, halacha lamais. It's amazing. So it comes out to be a major machlaikis. In the Rishonim, a major machlek is in the Rishonim Lamaisa, what you should do in this case, and we paskin halacha Lamaisa that it's considered to be what? Considered to be like Rashi, this is what we do. Okay? So I want you to get this. Very, very interesting din. Very interesting halacha. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, I want to build this up, this concept, this machlek Rashi tells you about Shemei Kona. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Ethan? Yes, no problem. What did the Gemara say in Brachos? That if you come late and they start Shemoneh Esrei, what does it say? There's one opinion that says if you won't finish Shemoneh Esrei by the time they get to Kedusha, then don't start. Wait till they get to Kedusha, then say Kedusha with them, and then start your own Shemoneh Esrei after this. If you can make it, then start. Then there's a second opinion that says what, Ethan? You have to gauge yourself. You can make it by modem. They answer modem to Rabbanan. If you can't make it, then what? If you can't make it, what do you do? Just wait for them, then you'll say it with them, then you'll start your own Shemoneh Esrei after that. I don't understand. If you hold Shemei Kona, wherever you're at, just listen and you'll be yotze. What is the concern? So therefore, Tosfos says, obviously, you see, you can't listen. Stop and listen and answer. You have to what? You have to actually go ahead and what? Continue davening. That's it. Because Shemei Kona is literal. It's like a hefsik. Rashi responds back, it's not true. It's elastic. Yotze in one of two ways. Now, how's Rashi going to get out of that Gemara? He'll just say, as Stephen said very nicely, that even according to Rashi, that you hold that Lamaisa, you're Yotze either through speaking or you're Yotze through answering. It's not the same thing. There's no doubt that speaking is better. So the Gemara was saying, I want you to do what? I want you to be able to fulfill the Lechachila. How do you fulfill that Lechachila? You fulfill that Lechachila by what? By gauging. If you can make it, make it. If not, not. Okay? You got me? But I'm saying it's Rashi Lishitosa because Rashi is the one who said that Shemei Kono is Bidi Evin. The whole principle is Bidi Evin. It's only for someone who's Eni Odea what? Eni Odea Likros. Okay? Someone doesn't know how Eni Odea Likros. So in that sense, that's what we're what? That's what we're saying. L'maisa. That's what we're saying. We want to say that it's considered to be like this. Alpi Din. Now, as I said, the Mechaber says in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like this, that we paskin like Rashi, the Feirish Halacha L'maisa. You stop and you listen. Alpi Din. Okay. Now, this brings us to the following. Okay? This brings us to the following. There are a few nafkaminas we have in this Machloikish Rashi Taisis, okay? First nafkamin I want to mention to you is as follows. When you daven Shmon Esrei, you daven privately, and then the Shliach Sibra repeats the Chazar Shashatz. What happens if you're totally listening to the Shliach Sibra? I don't know, let's say you don't remember whether you davened or not this morning, Shmon Esrei, God forbid, let's say you didn't remember. Can you listen to Shliach Sibor say the bracha? Just wait till the Chazar Shashatz and listen or not. So Halacha L'maisa, strictly speaking, yes, you should be Yotzu with Shomei Akona. But I have the following question. Do you have to take the 3 steps back or not? The tour in Simon Kuf Chav Dal, the Shimr of Shri Ragon or of Haigon say that the listener must take 3 steps back. And the Or Cheschayim quotes the Ritz Geis that says when the Shliach Sibra is being motzi you, you don't have to take the 3 steps back. You do not have to take the 3 steps back. What is that Machleish Yishonim Tolian? What do you think that Machleish Yishonim is Tolian? So if you hold Lamaisa, that Yaitse Lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be like Dibor Lamaisa, as if you're actually speaking, then what's the din? And what's the halacha? You have to take it 3 steps back. You better take it 3 steps back, because we treat it like you're speaking. So if you're speaking, then you better take it 3 steps back. But if you're just being Yotze through Shmia, then the only time you have to what? Take it 3 steps back. If you're someone talking. Here I'm not talking. I'm Yotze through Shmia. So therefore, there's no need for me what? There's no need for me to go ahead and what? There's no need for me to go ahead and take my 3 steps back. So again, let's repeat this nafkamina. Have a good day, Stephen, okay? In other words, if you hold it, it's literal, it's a Shemaya Ka'ina, then it's literally like speaking, then you better take a 3 steps back when you're listening to the Shmon Esrei through the Chazan. So you don't remember if you dive in your private Shmon Esrei. So you listen to the Shliach Sibra. Do you have to take a 3 steps back or not? Machloikis. The Torah quotes Halacha L'maisa. Rav Shri Ragon, Rav Haigon quote, you have to take it 3 steps back. Let's get it down. Rav Shri Ragon, Rav Haigon say you got to take 3 steps back. Because we view listening like actually speaking. And who argues on this? The Ritz Geis, or Chaim quotes the Ritz Geis and says no. Because we don't say it's literally like speaking. When do you have to take it 3 steps back? When you actually speak. But if you're not actually speaking, then maybe you don't have to take it 3 steps back. So that's an afkemine that comes out, lamaisa, from this din, Allah lamaisa. Okay? So how many nafkaminas we have so far? Do you get that down, Ethan? One is Kedusha. Right? If you're in the middle school, what's the other nafkamina? If you're being Yotzish Monesi through listening to the Shliach Sibra's Chazar Shashatz, do you take your own 3 steps back or not? That might depend on this Shaila too, Allah lamaisa. How you view it. How do you view it, Alpi Din? Okay? That's one nafkimini we want to bring out. Noch a nafkimini. Noch a nafkimini we want to say. That's regarding the Nusach HaBrochet. Let's say the guy is saying a different nusach than you. Let's say the guy is saying a different nusach than you. Can he be motzi you or not? What's the din? Halacha l'maisa. The Gemara in Daf Nun Dalim Beis. The Gemara in Daf Nun Dalim Beis quotes a story. Then Rav Yehuda got healthy from a sickness. He said, Baruch Rachman and Yaiv Lech Nielan. Well, Yaiv Lech Afro. So the Chum that came to visit him said this bracha. So Rav Yehuda said, he's potter through their bracha. The Gemara says, he himself didn't say Hoda. Gemara answers, Rav Yehuda answered Amen. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says the name of his father, the Rosh Shimon Reshu Tess. What does he say? He says the reason why the Gemara answered Amen is why? Is because they were not mechuyev in the bracha. Yes? They weren't sick. So how can they say a bracha for him? He was the one who was sick. So what's the answer? That's why he had to say Amen. And the Ritva says, that's what the Torah says in the name of the Rosh. The Ritva says that Nias Amen is Lav Davka. He's really Yotzim within Shomei Kona. So Rabbi Kivega has been signed there in Shulchan Aruch Reishu Tess Sif Dalet that the reason why you need Amen is because it was a different Nusuch. It's a different Nusuch. So you have to answer Yotzim through Amen. If you Yotzim through Amen, you Yotzim. Because the token of the Brach was on his friend. So what do you see from here? Can someone who says a different nusach abracha, let's get this down. If someone says a different nusach abracha, can it be yotzi du shomei kohen or not? What's the din? If what you hold literal, then what? And this is what the stipler points out, Lamaisa. He holds that what? You can be yotzi. What's the din? Because why? If shomei kohen is not on the milim, it's on the toichin. You yotzi with what? If you hold it's literal, then what? If Yod Shomei HaKohen is literal Eitan, then what, Ethan, what's going to happen? You're not going to be Yotzer. Because why? I can't say. I said the wrong Nusach, but it's literal. If Yod, that's not literal, I'm Yotzer through Shmiah, then what? Then I would be Yotzer. Because I'm saying Amen on the, a general what? General context of the Brach. So how many Nafkaminis we had? Number one, Kedushin, the Milius Manessa. Number two, what? Taking the three steps back. And what's number three? What's the third nafkamina? Whether what you could say Shomei Kohen on someone who said the bracha in a different nusach than what you would have said it. That's an interesting question, Lamaisa. Ritva says the whole Amen is lav dafkin. Okay? Rabbi Kivega says the reason why you need another Amen is because why? Is because why? It was a different nusach. So it might depend on this shaila, Lamaisa, how you view Shomei Kohen. Now, in general, there is a what? There is a Rambam that says as follows. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph, Kol Shomei Abracha Min Abrachos Mitzchilo Vat Sofa Niskaven Lotzis Bo Yidei Chavaso Yotzim Vav Bishlo Ona Amein Kol Ona Amein Acher Mavarach Harei Zek Kim Mavarach. Wow. What's the chiddush, says the Kesef Mishnah. If you have kavana b'motzi me, do I need to say amen? No. So what is he saying? So I want you to get this down. When you say amen, it's kemotzi brach mepiv domi. Literally, Shomei HaKohen is what? What is Shomei HaKohen? Generally, according to the Rambam, you're just yotze through shmiya. What elevates to a level as if you actually said it yourself? Daniel, what elevates it as if you actually said it yourself? By saying what? Amen. That's what the Rambam says when you answer Amen is Ki Mavarech. Because without Amen, you're definitely Yotze, but you're just Yotze through the Shmiya. When you say Amen, you step it up a level. So the Rambam is taking sides on Shomei HaKohen. You follow me? What side is the Rambam taking? What'd you say? No. Non-literal. Amen is what makes it literal. Without Amen, it's not literal. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is driving at. So according to the Rambam, you'd have no problem by Kedusha. You'd be able to what? You'd be able to stand Shmon Esra and no problem, according to the Rambam Shita. Okay? And the truth is, the Rambam says in another place, let's get it, in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Pirak Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey. You familiar with Vidui Maaseris? Year 4 and year 7, you come through, you confess to Hashem and said, I did all my Maaseris. I did Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani. I'm not playing any games. You do Bira Maaseris for Pesach. And it's a confession. So the Rambam writes, Vidui Zeh, Nemer B'chol Lashon, you can say in any language, Shnemer Mark Lefnei Hashem, L'Lekech B'chol Lashon, Shata Omer, Chol Echad Echad Omer B'fnei Atzmo. Wow. Each guy's got to say it on their own. Why can't one guy say it for the other guy? So the Minchas Chinuch, Mrs. Tov Rezayin, asked that kashan. He says, Master of the Rambam by Vidui, each guy's got to say it himself. Why can't you say it to Shomei Kona? So what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Chiddush is that Vidui is very special. It's very personalized. And therefore, anytime there's a directive, Vidui has to be done by yourself, not by a friend. A friend can't do it for you. Therefore, Shomei Kona does not apply. Each guy's got to say it on his own. It's a very personal thing, Vidui. Okay? Generally, Lamaisa, Rambam says, Lamaisa, Shomei Kona, of course. But when it comes to Vidui, it's very personal. There's no din. What does the Minchas Chinuch hold? What do you think the Minchas Chinuch holds? Minchas Chinuch holds Lamaisa that he considers Shomea considered to be, he says Shomea is what? Is literal. So since Shomea is literal, what's the din? Then we treat it as if what? What does he hold? You can be Yotzei Vidui through a friend. Because he holds literal anyway. Rambam says, no, it's not. Shomea Kona L'shitaso is what? You're just Yotzei through Shmia. That's not good enough for Vidui. By Vidui, what must you do? You got to say it yourself, correct. But you see the Rambam's general sheet to Daniel by Shomea Kona is what? It's elastic, right? A main step set up to be literal. And by Vidui, since its very nature, it's got to be what? It's got to be little, because each guy's got to confess on his own. So the Rambam's taking a stand on this principle of Shomei Kona, very clearly, in those two places we see. A main of elevated to Dibor Vidui, by its very nature, has to be individually done. Yes, Ethan?
Are there occasions where people are changing, is there only one standard when it comes to
regarding what?
Megillah,
you said? There's going to be a general sheet. Well said. There'll be a general sheet in general, but you're going to find exceptions. So Ram's general sheet in general is what? That's elastic. If you say Amen, it elevates a Kedibor, and by Vidu is an exception to the rule by its very nature, it needs to be individual. You got what I'm saying? There's a general rule. That's where Ram's taking a stand in the general rule. That's what we want to tie in. Okay, you got me? Fits in very well. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Fits in very well. Now, Lamaisa, I want to share with you a third Shita, which I gave you, the Ritva on the Gemara about Kedusha. What does the Ritva say? It's also the Shibboleth Aleket. I remember Rav Agon Rav Mital, my Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, pointed this Ritva out to us. But it's Shibboleth Aleket as well. You know what the Ritva says when you're standing in Kedusha? What does he say? If you're standing in Shemoneh Esrei and they get up to Kedusha, he says you should just keep davening. Because you're not Ra'ui. You are not Ra'ui to answer. Someone who's not Ra'ui to answer is done. There's a famous principle called Kol Haroi Labila. Ain't Bila Ma'akevisbo. You familiar with that? Reb Zeira's din. You familiar with that din? I want you to know the din. It says Mincha Belula B'Shemen. When you do a korban mincha, the oil is mixed with the flour. What happens if you have the right ratio but you don't mix it? Is it kosher? Yes. So Mishnah Menachas Daf Yuches. Im Lo Bal Kosher. As long as you have the right ratio, is ready to be mixed, it's fine. Kol Haroi LaBila. Bila means mixing. Anything that's fit to be mixed, Ain't Bila Ma'akevisbo. If you don't actually mix it, it's not makiv you the mitzvah. But if you didn't have the right ratio, then you're done. Follow me?
Kedusha, right? It says
It's in Kedusha too as well, that Gemara's mentioned. Well said. Kola roila bila ain bila ma kevispo. Yeah? So that's what he says here. You're not ra'ui to answer Kedusha when you're in your own Shemon Esrei. That's what he wants to tell you. Keep going. Let's say you're not Naki, or you're Mispali, not Ra'ul Shah Lahafsi. Such a case, he says, you're not Ra'ui. So what would the guy do? Just continue to daven. Just continue davening, and that's it. You don't have to stop and listen. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that way. Shulchan Aruch holds like Rashi Taisus, that if you're quiet, it's fine. But here the Ritva has a third sheet that he says, you're not Ra'ui. Someone's not Ra'ui, he cannot answer, so therefore it's beautiful. He's not Ra'ui, he can't answer. He's the Kol Roy Labila, and Bilamakas. You're not in the whole Parsha. Someone who's davening his own private Shemon Esrei is not appropriate to say Kedusha. You're not Mechuyev in Kedusha. So there's nothing to worry about. What do Rashi and Taisa say? Rashi and Taisa say, no, you are Mechuyev in Kedusha. You just have an Isra on you that you can't do it because you're in the middle of your own Shemon Esrei. Right? I understand by Menachos there's this cloud because there's the mitzvah in the mix. But by Tefillah, there's no mitzvah in the Chachil. You should say it with your mouth. There's no difference between Shmi and Dibor. That's what he wants to say. No difference. In Shachlom Shach Shir Roy Ladaber. In other words, Mikra Adin Yotze by both. Okay, there might be a hitter mitzvah to do it Bepif, right? But Mikra Adin Yotze with listening and with answering. So you know, you never apply the principle of what? Kol Roy Labil, unless it's something that is obligatory. There's a mitzvah that is what? There's a mitzvah to mix. Here there's no Indian to what Yadavka have to say at Bedibra. You could also do it through Shmia. Even though there is a Lechachila, but that's different. It's a hitter mitzvah. Okay, it's a hitter mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay? So you have three different shittas, Lamaisa and the Kedusha. Two of the three say just continue to daven. What are the two of the three? The Re and the Rabbeinu Tam, the Taisus, because if listening we like answering, so just continue to daven. Why does the Shibbol Elek and the river say continue to daven? Because they're not Ra'ui to daven Kedusha. So no reason to stop. Right? What's the third sheet? Third sheet is a Taisus that says Rashi, that says stop and listen. And that's the minig of the nation. Even because it's a bidyavid. It is a bidyavid. It's a bidyavid, Lamaisa. There is a hitter mitzvah to do it, but it is a bidyavid. I call a Roy Labila. Call a Roy Labila is on something that's a mitzvah live long. Here, make our dinner, yotze with what? Listening or answering. That's the four. Yotze with listening or answering. There might be a hitter mitzvah, but I don't apply call a Roy Labila on something that's a what? That's a lechachilu. There's nothing, I don't apply that. Allah Lamaisa. Because make our dinner, I'm yotze. It doesn't really make a difference. What would be the nafkamina between the two pshatim? What about someone who's mute, God forbid? What would you say? I want you to get this down. What would you say if he's mute, according to the Shibbol Elek and the Ritva and Yilang? So if he's mute, he's not Roy Labila. So he wouldn't be Yotze. Yeah? He can't say it with his mouth. It's not Roy. According to Rashi and Taisus, what's the din? You're Yotze even with Shmia. So therefore, a mute person who can't say with his mouth at all would also be Yotze. Let him be Yotze the Shmia. It's a good nafkamina. And Elaine, would he be Yotze Shmon Esrei by listening? Do you have to be Roy? They have to be able to say it. Machlokes. This is what we're bringing out. Ethan, you got that? Stephen, Daniel, clear? Nafkamina is by Elaine, yes? Elaine, a mute person. If you all like Rashi Taisus, the only apply Kol Roy Labila by something that's a mitzvah, here this is only Ala Kidr Mitzvah, Ala Chachila. But Mikra Adin, you Yotze no matter what, through Shmia or Dibor, right? There's no difference. So according to Rashi, don't invoke Kol Roy Labila. So by an Elam would be Yotze by listening, even though he cannot what? You don't have to be Ra'ui. Because I can be Yotze through Shmia. You don't have to be Roy Lamadaber. Whereas according to what? According to their answer, Lamaisa, according to the answer, Shibbol Elekin, you have to be what? You have to be Ra'ui. Since he's not Ra'ui, he would not be Yotze in Elam by listening to someone else. That comes out to be a beautiful nafkamin. Yes, Elam, what do you say? Ethan. Why would what?
Why would he not be Ra'ui?
Because he's a mute. He can't say, he can't speak. He's not Ra'ui. He's not Ra'ui to speak. According to Rashi Lamaisa, remember when we said according to the Rifa, you have to be Ra'ui to answer. You're not Ra'ui to answer. You're in your Shemon Esrei. Rifa doesn't take one of the two approaches, like a third approach. You're not Ra'ui. You follow me? There's a third approach on the Kedusha. So you don't know which one he's really holding, which one of the first two. But he just says you're not Ra'ui for Kedusha. There's a third opinion about Kedusha. You're simply not Ra'ui.
If we knew what Rifa held regarding
right, you're right, but we don't know what he holds. You follow me? He just says you're not Ra'ui. He just says you're not Ra'ui. So he could really hold, literally speaking, or literally just answer the Shmuel. But you're not Ra'ui. When you're in your own Shmuel Esrei, you're not Ra'ui to answer. Okay? So you don't know what he literally holds. But that's why I said there's like a third opinion. Yes, yes, Daniel.
But I mean, with that person, like,
what did you say, a mute?
Yeah.
Mute can hear and can't speak.
He
can hear, but he can't speak.
Oh, he can hear.
Yeah, that's what Elaim is. Elaim means he can hear, but he can't speak. So that's the nafkamin I want to bring out. Lamaisa, it's a good point, but we don't know where the Ritva holds. Poshup shot in this. Which one is he taking the stand on? Okay. Now, the Tzlach points out. Yeah? You know what the Tzlach points out? The Tzlach in Brachos Chaval Mei says, let's say you have a suffix on a bracha. Were you Yotzer or not? Can you be Yotzer through someone else's Shmir or not? What do you think? So the Tzlach says, it depends. Depends on the Shita, Lamaisa. It depends on the Shita, he says. Because it could be that the Shmir now you're doing is a bracha levatol. So therefore it's Asr, let's say it's a bracha. But it could very well be that this is actually what you're doing, Lamaisa. You're actually saying the whole thing. You follow me? So if you hold like Tysus that it's Shmi is literally like answering, then you shouldn't be Yotzeh through so much Shmi because it might be a Bracha Levatola. If you give Eger rights, you can make a Tanai. On the Tzad of Yotzeh ready, you don't want to say, you don't want Shmi Akonah to be used. But if you didn't hear it yet, you want to be Yotzeh now. So if you give Eger makes a Tanai, and he says you could be what? You could be Yotzeh. The truth of the matter is, if you think about it a lot, Lamaisa, Kiddush of Rashi and Taisa that say Shomei Kona is not literal. But what, remember we said, Halach Lamaisa? Okay? So how are you going to answer Shitas Rashi? Remember they said they asked on Shitas Rashi, Akasha, from the case of Kiddusha. So he wants a Taina. Maybe you could say Shomei Kona is within Shlichus. There's no Shlich with the Dvar Aveira. Oh, so therefore Rashi holds it's mutter to be quiet in the middle of the davening. Why is it Yaitzeh in the middle of the davening? Because you don't want to be doing Shlichus La'avar Aveira. But we interpret the concept of Shlichus by what? We interpret the concept of Shlichus by saying when it's literal. He's like a Shlich, right? Yaitzeh the Shmir, you're not saying that. So what we're saying according to Rashi is that we're saying Yaitzeh the Shmir, so you don't need to come on to Shlichus. Okay, that's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Now, this leads us to the Rishash. Let's get this. The Rishash asks, who is Mechadish this in the Gemara? It's very strange. It said four people, the wise man, the Sofrim. Why do you need all these people to agree to this din of Shomei Kona? You don't find this anywhere in Shas. That all these people had to say Pshatim here. So you know what the Rakhla Nair says? An amazing Pshat. He says, I'll tell you why. Because all these halachas, you need to mafayas daitam. What does it say in Avos? Ezo chacham alomim mikol adam. Yes? Yeah? So don't think in your heart that what, it's better if you say it than someone else. You can have another guy help you in Shomei Kona too as well. Right? Also, malam de tinoikises. They all day listen to the boys and young boys and girls learning, reading. They sometimes don't say Divrei Torah. So they want to be Yotzeh. So you're Yotzeh through Shmir. It's another reason why we say Shomei Kona. Reish Amo. A lot of times, Yisukim, Lahani, Bakal, Pi, Dirum, Tzivuvim. The leaders of the community, they speak. So it could very well be the people are jealous of them because they don't get to speak. So we view again Shomei Kona. Their listening is like answering. and also the Darshanim. The Darshanim Lamaisu. It's better if we also return ourselves. So he answered the Darshanim, no, Shemei Konim, that the Yotzim. Okay? So you see, it went out of its way to say this important thing. Don't think that you're a, you gotta know that Shemei Konim is just as good. You don't always have to be the guy that says it all the time. You don't always have to be the guy that says it. Moreover, the Rishash asks, this is a Chiddush of the Amoraim, Shemei Konim. Is that correct? Isn't this a Chiddush of the Amoraim? I don't understand. There's a Mishnah Beferish in Rosh Hashanah that says if you hear the Megillah, Im Kivin Libo Yer Yotze, through Shomei Kona. This is in Mishnayis. What do you need an Amora in the Mechadish? Why do you need our Amora, the Amoraim here, to Mechadish Shomei Kona? It's already in the Mishnah Mesech Rosh Hashanah. It's a great question. The Mishnah already says Mesech Rosh Hashanah, the din of Shomei Kona. So why is it that you need the Amoraim, the Mechadish, this? They came afterwards. Says if you hear the voice of the Megillah, you Yotze. You know what the answer is? Megillah is different. Because it says Niskarim. What does Niskarim mean? That even belief. I, the Gemara says, Mani Mekayim Zohar Bepeh. It's mashma the what? Only for the Korah he has to verbalize and articulate the Megillah. For other people, Shmi alone works. But maybe that's a special din by Megillah, Shemei Kona works. How do you know it works at Kol Torah Kula? That's why you need our Gemara. That's why you need our Gemara. What it said is a special lima by Megillah can be yotze through listening. You need much more than that everywhere else. Kamashmalon, no. Shemei Kona works everywhere. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. So therefore, the Chiddush of Megillah is different. Megillah, you think, is a special din that Shemei alone works. No, it's not true. The din of Shemei Kona is a universal din. In Kol HaTorah Kula, it applies everywhere. And that's the Chiddush of this din of Shomei Kona. Don't limit it. That's the Chiddush you want to bring out here. Okay? That's the Chiddush you want to bring out. Amazing Chiddush. Now, Lamaisa, it's interesting to note. Okay? Very interesting to note. Al Pi Din, Al Pi Halacha Lamaisa, this din of Shomei Kona, we want to say is listening is like answering. So it's a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. So it comes out, could be a nafkemina, could be a nafkemina in the following vein. When you talk about this din of Shomei Kona, such a powerful din, Lemaisa, when we think about it, when we think about it, you need kavana. You need kavana for both the listener and the answer. And you need to have kavana that I'm being yotzi. And even without the din of amen, you are what? You are yotzi. It's not considered to be a problem at all. Now, the shaila is, let's close with this, okay? And we'll pick it up with this tomorrow. Shir 9:30 tomorrow with Shomei Kona. Because there's certain areas we don't say it. We got to get the whole thing. But does Shomei Kona work for half a bracha? Let's close with this. Does it work for half a bracha? What does that mean, half a bracha? If you heard half a bracha from the guy's voice, the rest of the bracha you heard to Shomea from another guy. Are you mitzarf chetzi bracha that he made with their chamira? Or do you say not that way? So you heard half the bracha, you heard half of it. So this is a very interesting shiloh, halach l'maisa, okay? It's a very interesting shiloh, halach l'maisa. So what does it depend upon? What do you think it depends upon, this shiloh? Mashma the what? You need kavana for both. So you could say what? What can you say? If the vavarach is mashmi avura the bracha, he's yaitzu with the bracha that he said. Chetzi bracha is not bracha. So if you say it's literal, you're not yotze. Because he only is mechavin you in a half bracha. But maybe you could say that if you yaitzu through Shmia, then maybe Shmia and Shkaon is better. It has an element above Dibor. And the fact that you heard half a bracha Imashlim b'diburo l'bracha shleima. That's the chiddush I want to bring out. You follow what I'm saying? It depends upon how you view Shomei Kona. Shomei Kona, if it's literal, then he gets stuck. I only said after bracha. But if I'm yaitzik through Shmir, so then maybe it's possible to say that what? That the Shomei is ofen shel dibor. And therefore, who cares whether I heard what? Who cares whether I heard half the bracha with what? With my dibor. It's like mevarach batzmo. So half the bracha I said, and half the bracha I heard. Is that good or not? You understand what I'm saying? If it's literally, then I'm in trouble. Because I only said what? I only said half of it. Right? But if I hold that it's I'm yotze through Shmia, half of it I was yotze through Dibor, half through Shmia. Not a problem. This is what I want to bring out and close with this. You get stuck, guys, with the notion of being literal. Because if it's literal, you have to what actually have what? It actually has to be all done by you. You can't mix and match. You follow me? Whereas if it's Shomei, I'm never going on that road to say as if it actually spoke. So therefore I can mix and match and say I'm yotze one half with Dibor, one half with Shmia. But if I hold that's literal Dibor, I'm going to get stuck. You know what I mean when I say when I get stuck? I'm going to get stuck that I only said half the Dibor and the other guy said it. Even though it's Kedibor Mamish, but it's not Kedibor Mamish in that sense. Because I need myself to say the bracha, and I didn't say it. So this is the chiddush you want to bring out. We bring out a nafkemino, a din in this case. Maybe that's what you could suggest, al pi halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick it up tomorrow, 9:30 to 10:30, a little bit shorter of a shir tomorrow. Okay? We'll finish up these nekudas about Shomei Kona, halacha l'maisa. Okay, you got it? Everyone got it? Yeah.
Don't say.
You guys want to get the phone? Yeah, go ahead.
You would not say that half and half would be okay.
Lachlan Mice, I'm not comfortable with it, Eitan. I'm not comfortable with it.